Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. One in five American adults have saved nothing for retirement. So today we talk about how your money can work for you in retirement. Welcome, Eric. Great to be here with you.
Yeah, well, great to be here. And, it's one of these time frames where we're starting to see some market volatility, and there's been this long 10-year up cycle. And I think right now is probably one of the most critical times, especially with the volatility we all know will happen with the election, that people really need to be taking charge and paying attention and, probably taking some action, changing some stuff around. I mean, I was in Vegas a few weeks back at a conference, and, if you got a whole bunch of chips on the table and you just keep letting it ride, at some point you're going to be really dumb.
Right. Exactly. Right?
So at some point you got to take some of those chips back off, because you don't want to give it all back to the house. And obviously you don't give it all away when the market goes down, but you definitely give a lot away. So, it is a good time to be really thinking about that and saying, hey, maybe I should really be paying attention to my portfolio a little bit more and making sure I keep some of this money that we've done so well in terms of the last 10 years going up on.
That just happened to my daughter. We were at the casino and she was playing craps. She won $200 and she had wanted to buy some new jeans. And that was her goal. She's like, oh, I can buy those $100 jeans now. She took all her winnings and went over to roulette and placed it there on, red or something, and lost it all. And we're like, no, Haley, that's not what you do. So don't be like my daughter and take a big risk like that. Be aware of what you're doing and listen to what Eric is saying, because there are some changes that might need to be made in your portfolio. With Eric, though, he and I are going to be talking about the fact that one in five Americans have not saved anything in retirement. It really scares me, Eric, because, I'm 60 years old, and a lot of my friends, a lot of my peers were that age group right there, were the baby boomers. So how do we even know when we've saved enough for retirement?
Well, one thing everybody should be doing is just, you have to pay your Social Security, you have to pay Medicare, you have to usually have withholding unless you're, like a 1099 person. So why aren't you putting anything for you? Why are you at the end of the end of the line, right? Mm-hmm. Shouldn't you always be at the front of the line for your own money? It only seems to make sense, right? So yeah, one thing, just everybody should be saving at least 15% of what they make. That's really kind of one of the big keys, and it doesn't have to be all in the 401ks or, payroll deducted plans. It could be savings accounts someplace else, but at least be doing that. But yeah, once you get into your 50s, 55, 60, that's when you have to be really going, hey, okay, how have I done? How far away am I? And is it, 5 or 10 years off? Hopefully it's not 30 years off. That's one of the things you have to do, is you have to know how much you've saved and how much will it pay out. And the harder thing, it was one of those kind of, I don't know if you call it a quote, they said, quote, economists, this Wall Street Journal article was saying, economists say the most complicated thing in the world of finance is how to take money out for retirement. But of course, it wasn't any specific one saying that. So is that really a quote? I don't know. but they're just saying how in general, economists have all agreed that this is probably the number one hardest thing to solve, is how do you take that money out and make it last? And the only way to know if you've saved enough is to say, okay, if I start taking this money out, will it last for the kind of spending I want or the kind of lifestyle I want? So it's not just, did you get this number? Did you get this dollar amount? No, it's how much will that pay out to you, and how are you going to get that out? And that's really the more critical thing.
And that is exactly what you do, right? You help retirees who come in to see you figure this out. They have their number that they've saved, and we know there's not one specific number, but you look at several different scenarios, you look at all of their income that they will have coming in, and then you help them plan retirement that way.
Yeah, exactly. Our process is called creating the blueprint to worry less wealth. And we really want people to worry less about retirement, more about having fun and enjoying that retirement. And so one of the first things you got to have is you have to have an income plan. There's just no way around it. If you don't have a written income plan showing how your money is going to grow from here on out, and with inflation, taxes, everything taken care of, is that money going to last? Is it going to be enough to live on? How much can I live on? Because, that's the other big one, of course. And see if that makes sense. Is that money going to last to your 95 or 75? Well, 75, you may want to rethink that plan and extend things out or spend less or move someplace cheaper or, you know, do something to change those circumstances. So you can do that if you got the answers ahead of time, but you can't do that if you wait too long. So, yeah, so if anybody wants to set up a time, we do this totally, you know, no cost, no obligation. We can do it all online or over the phone, or obviously in person is the best and what most people prefer to do. But yeah, if you want to set up a time to kind of do that blueprint where you get that income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan, text us the word visit at 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, if anybody is listening and they're like my husband and I, you know, I'm 60, he's almost 60, and we do feel like we're behind on our savings for retirement. So we're a little bit nervous about that. So can you tell us if there's any ways to play catch up if we want to give our savings a boost?
Well, obviously, it's just, you know, how do you put more away, right?
Yeah.
So it's a pretty easy scenario. You could either, you know, get more revenue, make, you know, get, you know, higher paying job or add another job, do some gig economy jobs, as they call it now, right? You know, or of course, the other flip side of that is really start looking at how you're spending money and where you're putting it. I mean, typically when I find people put more money away, like, you know, they increase how much they're putting into their retirement plan by a couple percent, often they don't miss the money. I mean, it's just funny how that works. You know, we kind of adjust to how much money we have, and we either spend it or don't spend it if we don't have it. So sometimes you can just do it on accident. But, you know, if you're really trying to catch up, I would say start looking through some of that stuff. And, you know, there's a term called dripping nickels, and where, you know, you just have all these little things that you signed up for maybe, and, you know, how many different little streaming services or subscription things. Yeah, just going through all your credit cards and saying, how many things are being billed on a monthly basis, and am I not using some of these things? You know, those types of issues are easy to fix.
Right. Stop the drip. And like you said, you know, look at your taxes and see if you can put some money in a Roth. I love that idea.
Really? Yeah. Do your homework, get some shopping around, some quotes, and, you know, get that best income for life, because that's really one of the biggest things to do is have that income, have some guaranteed income. If you can say, hey, I've got, you know, $5,000-$6,000 a month with Social Security and this other guarantees coming in, you know, then your portfolio is not going to be so desperate to perform, and it's not going to be hurting so bad on those bad years. You know, if that's something you'd like to get a little bit more information on, of how to get that income in retirement, yeah, we can send you actually a free report. It's pretty easy to do. All you have to do is text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, if you want to learn more about how to get income in retirement and what's the steps you should be looking at, text the word income, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg? Do you think about it a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services are hosting a special tax-savvy event alongside the co-author of the No Compromise Retirement Plan, Neil Wilde. During this event, Eric and Neil will discuss retirement planning strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. This exclusive event is being held Wednesday, February 26th at 6 p.m. or Thursday the 27th at noon and 6 p.m. at Fiorello's Restaurant. Reserve your seat today by texting the word invite to 800-454-1184. Find out how the heck you could potentially save money on taxes in retirement with Eric Heckman. Text invite to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Neil Wilding is not affiliated with, nor does he endorse Heckman Financial.
Thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And I want to take a little pause right now, and Eric wants to help us out by listening to a financial fail, something that he's heard about or actually witnessed, something that we can all learn from. So, Eric, what do you have for us today?
Yeah, well, this is just a simple one of just knowing if you can get money tax-free. And, you know, there's a lot of people that can fund a Roth. They have money sitting maybe in a savings account, brokerage account, or someplace, and they just don't take the effort to move the money, right? So, you know, if you're under the income restrictions, which is roughly 120-ish single and about 196 or seven this year for married, if you're under those income limits and you got money sitting in any kind of account and you're fairly close to 60, then take that money and throw it in a Roth IRA because of, you know, I've been doing this with some clients where it's like, hey, you could have been doing this for several years and all that money would be tax-free now, all that growth, but now it's all taxable. And, you know, there's no reason to do it, right? So the neat thing about funding the Roth IRA is the year in which you fund it for the first time, you don't have to, you only have to wait 5 years for that first contribution. So say you did one 10 years ago and you haven't done it for a long time, you could put money in this year. It's available next year if you needed to take it out because you're already over that 5 year limit. So, you know, it can be something where you can put money in and you don't even have to leave it there very long depending on, you know, how often you funded it. But the worst case is you have to leave the gains there for 5 years. The principal, you can take out any time without any penalty. So again, if you can get your money out of the government's hands and into your own tax-free, why not do it? Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yes. I don't see why. Yeah, I kind of equate it just moving money from your right pocket to your left pocket. There's no difference. You know, you didn't change your money at all, except for the fact that now it's not going to show up on a tax return ever again.
I love that. Good point. Thank you for that. Okay, so anybody who's around that age need to be funding those Roth IRAs. I love that. That's good advice. Can you remember any advice that you wish you would have taken, Eric, at a younger age?
Well, of course, all of us wish we'd save more, you know, started funding those accounts more. I mean, most people don't start off funding 15% or, you know, maxing out their retirement plans for sure. And of course, everybody probably takes on too much debt early on when they're, you know, first starting out and don't realize how big an effect that can be. So I think, you know, a lot of people always are going to have some regrets, but it's more about moving forward and saying, okay, whatever happened, happened. Now, you know, how am I going to not do those bad things again, right? How am I going to take steps to make sure I'm on the right track? And, you know, it's just like anything else. If you've got a plan, it's going to be a lot more likely to happen. If you just kind of dream about it but don't take any action, then that's really what that is. That's just a dream. That's not real. So, you know, really what you want to do is sit down and say, okay, how much am I saving? Where is it going? Yeah, where can I put some more away? And then, you know, is it doing the most I can do? And, you know, make sure you're on track. I mean, having an income plan and checking up on that just to kind of see if you're, you know, on course. You know, if you're going to retire in 20 years, it's not going to be super accurate, right? It's too far off. But are you, you know, at least in the general right direction, you know? So if you're trying to head to New York and you're getting closer to Mexico, okay, well, you know, you're off track, right? So, yeah, that's the main thing you want to be doing is checking in. And if you're 5-10 years from retirement, no, you should be checking that income plan every single year to make sure you are getting closer where you want to be going. And if not, then okay, what do I need to do now to correct, you know, take correction and make sure I'm on target?
Eric, I kind of think of you as a mentor. You know, you advise your clients, your retirees, all the time, every single week, day in and day out. How much do you advise them to have in an emergency fund?
Well, that's always super critical and probably doesn't get maybe as much attention. But, you know, I've been through, you know, the dot-com crash, been through the 08 crash, you know, lots of different time frames with people. And the worst thing in the world is when you have to talk to somebody about, okay, what's the least painful place to take money out, right? Because they didn't have enough savings and now they're having to take money out of retirement plans and, you know, pay taxes and penalties and just, you know, all sorts of nastiness, right? So why was that? Usually, I mean, sometimes it was maybe because the timing was really super bad and they were out for a very, very long time, but often it's because they just didn't have enough emergency savings. So, you know, the easiest way to do that is figure out, okay, you know, how much do I spend on a month? You know, the easiest way to calculate that is take your last 12 months bank statements, add up with withdrawals, divide by 12, and that's how much you spent. No BS there. It's the real number, right? So you can't lie to yourself and say, no, I don't spend that much. It's like, no, that's how much came out of your account. And then multiply that by 6. You know, for 6 months expenses, and you know, that'd be a good place to always have and have that money sitting there, so that way in case you need it, you can go get it very quickly. So, you know, ideally be either like maybe an online savings account that pay, you know, these online banks that pay a little bit higher, usually they're just right around 2% or a little bit under maybe right now. But, you know, at least that you're making a little bit of money, but the more importantly, you got quick access within a couple of days, that money can be back in your checking account and you don't have to pay taxes and penalties and fees and junk to get your money because you didn't have enough saved or run up credit card bills and get in an endless cycle of debt. All those, you know, bad things that happen when people don't have enough cash and, mm-hmm. you know, spend a little too much and have a little too much craziness instead of having the stuff they should have.
Right. Eric, give us some advice on how we can take our money out of our 401ks or any other retirement accounts, because that's one thing we're not really taught. We're taught to put it in, but not how to take it out.
The thing we're more critically we're not ever taught or is very rarely mentioned is the fact that the math is so different. Mm. I mean, if you take the last 10 years or say last, you know, way more accurate right now, go back to, you know, dot-com days, right? 20 years ago. If you took all those bad years of the 2000s and went one direction, or if you went from 2020 back to 2000, if you're just putting money away, you know, you put money into an account and let it grow, it doesn't matter which way you went from 2000 to 2020 or 2020 back to 2000, the dollar amount would be the same. The big difference is when you start withdrawing money from that, mm-hmm. because then that's when you, if you're withdrawing and it's the dot-com crash days or 08 crash, you're locking in those losses. And so really the key that not enough people do is having some foundational money, some money that can't go away. It's guaranteed by either a bank, insurance company, or the government. Having some steady income money, some money that's paying on average 5, 6, 7%, but typically on a monthly income basis, so that way you're getting that money every month, and then have the market money. I mean, this is how pensions have always worked, how endowment funds have always worked. Yet once they got rid of our own pensions and gave us the so-called great 401k, that turns out to be a tax nightmare in retirement. And all it has is stock and bond market stuff. It doesn't have any guaranteed stuff, doesn't have any steady income areas. And so, yeah, it's really critical to divide up those assets and say, okay, how much money do I have foundational assets? How much can't go away in a downturn? So that way on those bad years, I can grab that money. And then on the good years, like 2019, you take the money from the stock market money side. So again, you got to have those options, and having those options is what's key. But if you don't have those options and everything's in just stocks and bonds, you know, you're stuck. You know, then you don't have any place to run or hide. And that's the only place you can get those dollars. And if those areas aren't doing good, guess what? You're locking in those losses. So, you know, again, really, what we do here at Heckman Financial is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we can create that income plan, make sure you have that money for the rest of your life, have that investment plan. How much risk are you taking? How much volatility? How big a roller coaster ride are you on before the market crashes? Ideally knowing that number. And then look at the taxes. You know, how can we lower your taxes? Not today, but throughout the rest of your lifetime. My goal is really to have my clients pay the least taxes over their lifetime, not in 1 year. And then also look at the healthcare issues, legacy issues, all that rolled into one. And that's the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something we do we meet with people. We have one meeting where we find out what's their worries, what's their concerns. Then it's up to you if you want to hire us or not. So all you got to do is set up a time to talk either in person or on the phone, texting the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters. And you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word tax to 800-454-1184. That's tax to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you join us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So, Eric, the fact that we're living longer than any generation before, you know, there's no telling how long we're going to live, which is a good thing in one way, right? But then the other way, it's like, ooh, we have to make sure that our money's going to last as long as we do. So what are some ways we can do that?
Yeah, well, you know, I've got this client of mine who's probably best described as a character.
I love it.
You know, that term, right?
Yeah.
But he's Czech, and it was funny because we were talking about something, and or maybe it's because I'd gone to the Czech Republic last year, but we were meeting, and he mentioned how, yeah, he was in the military, but he was on the other side because you know, they were forced to be in the military when you know, he was living there. And you know, he's 85 now, you know, so he's enjoying life. He keeps really betting on his future. And how's he doing that? He's buying what most people don't do early on, especially younger meaning probably under 70 at this point. But he keeps buying immediate annuities. So these immediate annuities are these no refund type, where it's literally you're betting on how long you're going to live. And so this last one he got was in 6.5 years, he'll get all his money back. And if he makes it 10 years, he'll have almost more than 50% return. Basically in 13 years, it would double. You know, he would have doubled his money. So, you know, he's telling me, he's like, yeah, my goal is 110. 110. So
years? Is he saying 110 years old?
Yeah.
Oh,
so, because he's 85 now. And so he really wants to do that because he really wants to, you know, make the insurance companies pay. And you know, he's got all this money that, you know, he's got no beneficiaries that he's trying to leave money to. So he's just betting it all and hoping that he lives a nice long time. So he's got all this income coming in. So it's a little funny, you know, but really it kind of makes you think about stuff like where most people, you know, 80, 85 is what most people thought they'd live till. You know, he's 85 and his goal is 110, right? So that means the impressive part is he's got a 25-year goal.
Yeah.
Right? As an 85-year-old.
Yeah.
you know, and there's actually there's a guy who does a lot of coaching for entrepreneurs, and he's actually come out, and he's in his mid-70s. He's come out and saying his goal is 156. So, you know, there's a lot of people really thinking that they can live a lot longer now. And that's great as long, of course, as, you know, your standard living's good. You know, hopefully that you're healthy.
Health, yeah.
And then probably the toughest part is you still got money, right? So, yeah, I think a lot of us are kind of got a little bit of ostrich planning going on there, right? We've got our head in the sand and we're not really focused on, you know, how long this may be. I mean, lots of times I'll talk to people and they'll say, I'm only going to live to this age. And then you ask them about their relatives and everybody's lived longer. And it's like, well, that makes no sense. You know, right? So, but I think it's just one of these weird things where all of us don't think we're going to live as long. But then when you really start thinking about it, maybe a lot longer. And so why is that critical on a financial aspect? Well, of course, how do you make that money last? How do you make sure it grows? You know, you can't just stick it all in the bank and live off your bank CD interest. That was kind of a easy thing in the 80s, you know, when prime rate was 12-13%, right? Then, you know, if you're earning 8 or 9 at the bank, that's not bad, right? So, so you're going to have a lot more of a plan of how does that money, not only is it guaranteed to grow, how's there going to be some money there for the rest of your life no matter what, but also how's it, you know, what kind of growth are you getting? And, you know, so you kind of need to, you know, balance it. It's like more of a balance beam, right? Or teeter totter, where you want that money for the rest of your life, but you also want it to be growing at the same time. And so I think that's one of the biggest challenges people have today. And so, you know, one of the things we do actually have is a really good report about, you know, just figuring out what type of retirement planning issues you should be looking for, what types of things you should be paying attention to. And, you know, it's only about 10 or 12 pages, I believe. You know, if you want to send that to you, it's just, you know, you can text us, you can get a link, and then you just click on it, open it up, read it. Don't worry, you're not going to spam you out or anything like that. But You know, if that's something you really want to make sure you get that data, make sure you understand what you're looking for, and really make sure that, you know, you're taking care of you, because nobody else will, right? If you want to get the copy of that, just text the word retirement to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word retirement, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, Eric, with the fact that we are all living longer, one of the things we have to do in the very, very beginning of our retirement is make sure that we are optimizing our number one choice of income, and that's Social Security. So how do you help clients do that?
Yeah, well, I mean, Social Security used to have a lot more options. In 2015, they took away a lot of the benefits. You know, but there is still some planning on things you really want to look at. You know, if you're single, a little simpler, work as long as you can and, you know, take the money when you can type of thing, right? So there it's more about, do you want more money guaranteed from the government and having that higher paycheck for life compared to how much is that burn rate going to be if you try to wait for later to turn on that income? Really, when we're talking about couples, then it's more about, okay, who's going to have a bigger check? And probably the biggest mistake people do is, especially guys, a lot of times the guy had worked more, so maybe he has more Social Security income. So he says, hey, why don't I just turn on mine because my check's bigger, and then we can turn yours on later. Well, what's the problem with that? When one person passes away, you get the bigger of the two checks. So you want that bigger check to be the biggest it possibly can. So really the way it should be done is whoever has the smaller of the two Social Security checks, that would be the one that you'd want to turn on sooner. The bigger, ideally you want to wait till at least 66 or 67, if not 70. And that way that bigger check can again be that bigger check for life, because odds are at least one of you are going to get that check for 25, maybe 30 years. And that's a long time to have that check be a smaller check,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
That's a lot of money. So, you know, if you can get that extra $1,000 a month for 25, 30 years, big dollars you're talking about. And so, you know, really that's what you want to be looking at is, you know, when should I turn it on? And also do it in the context of a plan, because it's not just so cut and dry that, oh, everybody should turn it on at 70. I've actually seen it where it'll harm somebody if they wait that long.
Oh.
Because a lot of people still want to retire at 65 or 66, mainly because that's when you get Medicare at 65. So maybe you didn't turn on your Social Security right away and you waited longer. Well, how did you live? Where did you get the money from? Well, you had to withdraw it from someplace, right? So mm-hmm. you took it from your IRAs, your 401ks, and so forth. And so you had to spend those assets down waiting for that Social Security check. So that check was going to be $2,000. And you had to wait 4 years. Well, that's $96,000 that you spent waiting to get that bigger Social Security check. But did you just spend the 96, or did you spend the 96 plus the money it could have grown to, right?
Mm.
So you actually spent much more than $100,000 of your assets are gone. Now, granted, that Social Security check, maybe it's $2,500 a month now, or maybe $3,000 because you waited that long. So it's a lot bigger. But when do you get that money back? Maybe by the time you're 80, 85? Well, when are you going to spend more money? When you're younger in retirement or older?
I would think.
hopefully for good things, you'll spend the money for when you're younger.
Yeah.
For the not so good things like healthcare, mm-hmm. you may end up forcing to pay later. So, you know, that's really kind of the thought process people should be doing when they're talking about Social Security is, you know, looking at that, not only just, you know, who gets a bigger check and when, but what's the strategy for how am I going to get money for the rest of my life? And how does this Social Security check fit into that plan? And don't just say, oh, I'm going to go take it now because the government's going to run out of money or Social Security is going to run out. It's like, no, they're going to be fine for the people who are on it. For the people, you know, not on it, no, we're going to have to pay a whole bunch more probably, or, you know, they'll tax it more or something. But so I think that's, you know, people really just don't have a plan. And so when somebody comes to us, we create that blueprint to worry less wealth so they don't have to worry about all this junk and they can worry about having fun, enjoying retirement. But again, there's no cost, no obligation. So, you know, if you want to talk over the phone or come and visit in person, all you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg? Do you think about it a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services are hosting a special tax-savvy event alongside the co-author of the No Compromise Retirement Plan, Neil Wilde. During this event, Eric and Neil will discuss retirement planning strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. This exclusive event is being held Wednesday, February 26th at 6 p.m. or Thursday the 27th at noon and 6 p.m. at Fiorello's Restaurant. Reserve your seat today by texting the word invite to 800-454-1184. Find out how the heck you could potentially save money on taxes in retirement with Eric Heckman. Text invite to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Neil Wilding is not affiliated with, nor does he endorse Heckman Financial.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and we've got one of our monthly contributors here, Marilyn Brown Ross. She's a reverse mortgage guru or expert or whatever title we should give you. I don't know.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
And so, you know, we always probably need to start off with what's going backwards or what's reversing, right, in the mortgage. And, you know, does the bank own your house? Do you see all that crazy misinformation stuff that still hangs out in people's memories for years here?
Years and years. I still get people calling me interested, but they'll tell me, I'd like to find out about it, but I'm not going to do it because I want to leave the house to my family and I know the bank owns it. And I go, oh, okay. So I make the appointment, go out, and have to relay all of the past in the 80s, how that myth, well, it wasn't a myth when it started. In the 80s, under Ronald Reagan, that's when reverse started. And at that time, that is exactly what happened. You wanted to do a reverse mortgage, the lender, whoever that was, went on your title. So they were your partner. You went to sell your house, and they had a portion of it. That didn't last very long, not even a year. But it was so terrible that people to this day still remember that. So by the time I get through telling them that is not the way it is, it's exactly like a mortgage. You have a mortgage on your home with Chase, Wells Fargo, whoever. They have a lien on the property. They are not on your title.
Right.
And that is exactly what a reverse mortgage is.
Yep.
It's a lien on the title.
So you just have to pay it off
when you sell the house.
No,
absolutely.
No different than any other mortgage.
Gets paid off right out of escrow. But people, it was so bad back then, they still have that in their mind. So I explain the whole thing to them and they go, wow, I really didn't know that that's how it worked. And
yeah.
It's a whole big different mindset now.
But the main benefit for reverse mortgage is you don't have a payment anymore. So if you're needing to live on, you know, trying to retire or need more money out, if you don't have to spend $2,000-$4,000 a month for the rest of your life, that's a lot of extra money.
It makes your life as you get older, and especially if one passes. If the husband dies, the wife dies, they're living on Social Security, they lose. They get to keep, of course, the bigger check,
but yeah, the smaller check goes away.
It goes away. So they're struggling to meet this. And 100% of the people I talk to have been in their houses for 40, 50, 60 years. And they go, I'm not leaving. I don't want to move. My children want me to move because, you know, it makes sense. My house is worth more. I want to die here. I want to die in my home. This is where we had our family. So it all depends on the mindset of the person. But 100% of the people want to stay in the home they've been in forever.
Right. And that's where all your friends are. It's where all your doctors are.
Absolutely.
Or everything else. And, yep. So, I mean, the funny part is I've had some clients move away. They still come back here for seeing all their doctors and other things. And it's kind of like, so why'd you move again?
Yeah, why did you move? Well, so, we couldn't afford it. Can't afford that. But this allows people to do that.
Yeah, exactly. It allows you to do that. It allows you to stay there. And you know, we were talking about, you know, you had kind of an interesting case of, you know, kind of an unfortunate case where somebody was a victim of a financial crime.
Absolutely. I had a wonderful couple. Been in their house for years, very affluent. He sold a business and came out with over $10 million. And he went to a friend to invest it. The friend invested it, but it was all a scam. It wasn't actually the friend. It was a relative of the friend. And he lost every penny. Well, they've been struggling, keeping any little job they could get to make their house payment, but it finally, they couldn't do it anymore. They were in foreclosure. So I got the call, and we worked. It was a hard one to do, because once it goes that far, there's a lot of things that have to be accomplished before you can get the reverse. But we did it, and they are the nicest people. What they get to stay in their home the rest of their life, you know, and they're just thrilled. So it's a wonderful option. It isn't for everybody. You know, my first question to my clients when I go, is this where you want to be? That's the first thing I say. If they say, oh, well, we're going to move in 6 months or a year. Okay, let's try something else.
Right.
Let's not go to all the trouble to do this. And let's see what where you really are. And then when they really see what it is, well, I was thinking I was going to move in 6 months or a year because I thought I wouldn't be able to stay here. Once they see what the reverse will do for them, then it's, oh, I'm going to stay in my home.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Because it takes away that payment. And that's huge for seniors.
Yeah. And the other part, too, is legacy aspects. I mean, obviously, that one couple that was, I mean, I remember the person who perpetrated the crime years ago and,
and,
you know, it was big local news. And the hard part about something like that is, yeah, they had all this money. They were set for the rest of their life. Unfortunately, that happened. Now they're going to leave pretty much nothing to their kids. But now, since they can keep that house in their name.
That's right.
The amazing part about the tax code is once somebody passes away, you get that step up in basis. So as you were saying, people have been living in these homes 40, 50, 60 years. It's an insane tax bill if they try to sell that house.
I mean,
that's the worst thing in the world is if somebody's going into foreclosure on a house like that. And then if they sell it or it gets forced to be sold, they get the taxable gain and they've got no money left often or very little money left from that sale, those proceeds of the sale. And then they have to pay the tax bill. So the other huge benefit is just keeping the house, not only just living there and all that stuff, but now there's some sort of legacy that's going to be there. You know, obviously they're going to have a loan to pay off, but at least they're going to get the residual of the house. And as real estate values have still held up, I mean, they're softening some, but yeah, they've still done well. So
yeah, well, they had a loan on the property, and that's, of course, why it went into foreclosure. They couldn't make the payments anymore. In certain areas, see, where we are, the value of the property, there'll still be money left. When they pass, they'll have something to leave to their children, even though the loan is going to, the reverse mortgage will get paid off right out of the escrow, they'll still have money.
Yeah.
And the family has the option to say, we're going to keep the house, pay off the reverse if they want it, and it's theirs. They
and
don't
keep that Prop 13 tax basis.
Keep that, sure. Or they can say, we're going to sell it, in which case they have 6 months with a six-month extension. And it's exactly like a sale. You don't have to call anybody because it's your home. Nobody else is on title. They put it on the market. It sells. The mortgage, reverse mortgage, gets paid off out of escrow, and they get the rest of the money.
Yeah, no, so it can be a great tool. So Wealth Creator Radio, you're listening to Eric Heckman, and I've got Marilyn Brown Ross here. So, you know, and if you do want to give us a call and ask us questions, you know, you can leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. So, yeah, so what else has been kind of changing on the reverse mortgage landscape?
There are so many changes in the last couple of years, but the biggest one just started January 1st. There's a jumbo product And then there is the HECM, Home Equity Conversion Mortgage.
Not Heckman, but HECM.
That's right, not Heckman, HECM. They raised the lending limit. That one, there's a lending limit. And it was 725, and they raised it to 7. Boy, the number escapes me right now. 775, I think. So that was a big raise.
So about 50K or so?
So that one, you get a portion. Even though the house might be worth $2 or $3 million, you're only going to get a portion of the seven of the max claim amount based on your age.
Yeah, and so that was always a problem in the Bay Area because that number was so low compared to home
Absolutely.
Values.
Absolutely, but the jumbo now is there's 3 or 4 or 5 different jumbos. You can take money out, you can leave it in there. There's just a whole array of different scenarios that we can do. And what I like to do is talk to the client and find out, what are they looking for? And then I'll show them whatever it is. If I have to show them 5 or 6 different options, I will do that. Or maybe they'll say, no, I just want so much a month the rest of my life, my house is paid for. I just want to take some money out. Okay, then I'll show them what will be best for that. Mm-hmm. But that's what I like to do is work with, find out what they need and then put them together, no matter how many I have to show them. Yeah. And I like to meet in person. It's always best. I cover all of California. I fly down to Southern California, all over, to meet with my clients.
So yeah, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do it?
Give me a call. My number is 408-722-0010.
That's all for this segment, so we'll have you back next month. But thanks for Great. Coming in. And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you've already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, call or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. We've come to the time in our show where we always like to have you give us a wealth success story. It's always a good lesson to see how something worked out for the best with someone. So what do you have?
Well, this one may be a little bit more boring and not exciting, but no, it's just a couple that's lived in their house for 20, 30 plus years. They don't buy the newest, fanciest cars. He's got a good job, and she works for a church, so she doesn't make a ton of money, but she's able to spend time with the raising the kids and all that. But they're able just to not refinance, not overspend, and they paid off that house, which of course now is worth $1 million plus. And now they can talk about retirement very easily because they don't have to have that mortgage payment. They don't have to have a ton of money. And plus, they could even downsize and go someplace else and have a lot of more money to, to get by on. So, I know it's not easy when people are starting out to figure out, hey, this 30-year mortgage, how am I ever going to pay it off? Or I'll pay it off when I'm 120 or something, right? Are you spending the money you should be spending? Are you keeping what you should be? Because lots of times people are, especially with Amazon and all this other stuff nowadays, right? You just click, 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 and more stuff shows up. And it's very easy to spend that money, right? And it's also fairly easy, though, to not spend it and then put that away. So, sometimes the simplest things are the easiest. Save a bunch, don't overspend, and you're going to be very easy in retirement. And that's why they're looking to retire at 60. Well, she'll be 55, and they'll be fine. So, you know, compared to other people, we're talking about how most people can't even retire when they're 70 almost because they haven't saved anything. So, you know, it is possible. You know, it's one of those compound effect things where, you know, the sooner you start, the better off you're going to be. So it's not really ever too late. You just need to start planning and start saving and be a little bit better and, you know, take care of yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, that's why we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we create that income plan, that investment, taxes, healthcare, and legacy plan wrapped all in one, just showing you how your retirement's going to go and, you know, making sure you're going to get there, making sure you're going to enjoy it, and also making sure we're, you know, planning for the worst case and hoping for the best. And so that way you're not having to hope your portfolio makes it and you have to hope that you pick the right stocks. So again, if you want to give us a call, we can set up a time to, you know, really take charge of your financial future. And all you have to do is text the word VISIT. Again, no cost, no obligation. Text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. You can always listen to our podcast or say, hey, Alexa, listen to Wealth Creator Radio. So with that, we'll be back next week. Thanks a lot.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.